You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
This is a special edition of Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. Tot Mom speaks.
Haley would be 12 this year.
What would she be like right now?
A total badass.
Well, you were also convicted of one thing.
Lying to the cops.
Right.
People lie to the cops every day. Cops lie to people every day. I'm still not even certain as I stand here today about what happened.
And to your understanding, how did she die?
I don't know. I don't give a shit about what anybody thinks about me. I don't care about that.
Yeah.
I never will. I'm okay with myself. I sleep pretty good at night.
By now, everyone, unless you're living in a cave, has learned that Tot Mom Casey Anthony has spoken, has broken her so-called silence. I'm stunned, actually, at what she has said. I'm Nancy Grace. This is Crime Stories. Thank you for being with us. I covered the trial of Tot Mom Casey Anthony many years ago. In fact, I covered the missing person case when her two-year-old little girl, Kelly, went missing. I recall being one of the first ones on the story, and when I heard the facts, she states, quote, "I sleep pretty good at night." Really? You know what? For many, many years, I have prosecuted violent felonies in which children were kidnapped, were abused, were murdered. And I have never once, not once, met one parent that, quote, sleeps pretty good at night after their child has been taken and murdered. No, you never, quote, sleep pretty good at night. Even now, all these years since my fiancé was murdered, I don't go 1 week that I don't wake up in the middle of the night and wonder what he went through when he was murdered. To sleep pretty good at night. How can that be? When your child's body was found just 10 houses away from your own home, thrown away like trash, left out in the elements to decompose for possums and dogs and other animals to tear her body apart as she slept down the street. How many times would I have wondered, how often had I driven past my child's dead body just feet away from me? It would drive me to the brink of sanity. Yet Tot Mom says, "I sleep pretty good at night." Once again, it's all about her and not about her child, Kelly. That's the way it's always been, and that's the way it is now.
I want to say thanks Simply Safe, home alarm system, home security system, for making our podcast possible. Simply Safe is something I believe in. We have been pitched a lot of products, a lot of ideas that I have nixed because I didn't believe in them. I do believe in Simply Safe. Simply Safe makes home security affordable. I mean, even when I was a county prosecutor, having to work two night jobs to make my house payment, I had a security system in my house. Now, with my twins, we have home security. A lot of people think they can't afford it. You can. It's $14.99 a month with 10% off if you go to simplysafe.com/Nancy. I don't think you can put a price on protecting your family. And I don't mean just possessions. You know, sure, what would I save? I would save my grandmother's engagement ring. I would probably save the letters my fiancé wrote me before he was killed. Let's see. I'd probably try to save all our family albums that I've worked so hard on. The rest of it, you know, forget it. But what about my twins? What about that? I mean, it's not just about possessions. So I want to thank Simply Safe for making today possible. Thank you, Simply Safe.
Tot Mom Casey Anthony goes on to say she has no idea even now how her daughter died. Oh, really? Because at trial, her defense was, she authorized her lawyers to state that her daughter likely drowned dead in the family pool and then blamed her father, George, who I believe to be completely innocent, of discarding the Tot's body in that manner. That's what she said at trial. that Kaylee died in the family pool by accident, in a swimming accident, and instead of calling 911 or calling police or having a proper funeral, they just decided to just throw the body out and let it decompose, be picked apart by animals. That was the defense at trial. So what, she forgot that? She forgot how her daughter died? Because that's what she said at trial. That's what her lawyer said. But in the last 6 years, she forgot. She doesn't remember, has no idea how her daughter died. Wow, that's certainly odd, isn't it? That you forget how your daughter died, or at least forgot what you told a jury. What I have to say to that is it is simply more lies. I only wonder what her motivation is for coming forward. Reports are that Top Mom Casey Anthony tried to back out of this statement running, being printed 5 times. Now I see why. Casey Anthony also says that she, quote, got in trouble because she is one of the few unfortunate people to admit she lied. That is absolutely not true. She lied through her teeth to everybody she knew or seemed to love. It is unrefuted by her own words that her daughter goes missing after an argument she had with her mother. Remember, her mother, Cindy, wanted to take the baby and raise her herself. But Top Mom Casey Anthony wouldn't have that. Oh, no. Suddenly, her daughter, quote, goes missing, and she blames a non-existent nanny named Zenaida Gonzalez of kidnapping her daughter. And then by her own account, she goes for 30 days. If your child went missing, wouldn't you call police? Wouldn't you set up a search station? Wouldn't you go out, run into the streets looking for your child? Wouldn't you? But no, what Top Mom did was lie to everybody she knew. She left her parents' home, ostensibly with her daughter. She slung up with a boyfriend. She never mentioned to the boyfriend that her child was missing. She didn't look for the child. She didn't call police. Nothing. Instead, she went to a local store and bought sexy lingerie and a case of beer to party with her boyfriend. She went to nightclubs every night, including a hot body contest. And there are photos of her in a miniskirt and a push-up bra living it up at a nightclub while her daughter is missing. It brings to mind the time I was in Babies R Us, and I was stooped down, really on my knees, looking for organic sunscreen, okay? And I had John, David, and Lucy right beside me. And when I looked and looked through all the different offerings, I stood up, I turned around, and Lucy was there, and John, David was gone. And I screamed bloody murder, "My baby's gone! Lock the doors!" I mean, I screamed it. Because I wanted to find my son then, and I will never forget that feeling. Thank God he was just a few rows over. He had darted off to look for something. But think about it. Top Mom's own story is that the nanny, who didn't exist, kidnapped her baby, and she kept it a secret from her lover, her mother, her father, her friends, her family, everybody, for 30 days until her mother busted her. Remember Top Mom's car got towed? And her mother got the notice in the mail and went to go get the car out of the tow area. And when she opened the car, she said, and I quote, "This car smells like the damn car smells like a dead body." That is what her own mother said. Why? Because a dead body had been in the car. Her daughter's. So let's think about that. She says that she got in trouble because she's one of the few people that admits she lied. She didn't come out and admit. She was busted. It all started unraveling. She had been telling her parents she worked at Universal Studios, even had an outfit of Universal's or a name tag or something. And she led police all the way to Universal, to the security gate and the security guard, and tried to get in like she worked there. She didn't. That was a lie. Cops busted her. That is how it came out she was lying. She never said, "Look, guys, I want to find my daughter. I want to tell you the truth. This is what happened." That's not how it went down. Okay, let's not be confused about the facts. What, did she think we forgot what happened at trial? She is now with an O.J. defense investigator and says she empathizes with O.J. Simpson. Okay, See, and now that part I could predict. You know, birds of a feather flock together, that whole thing. So she empathizes with O.J. Simpson, who was a double killer. All right, I could just imagine those two sitting around having drinks, swapping stories about how they got away with murder. Now, lately, the trial judge, who I respect a lot, Belvin Perry, has come out and said he thinks Top Mom Casey Anthony accidentally killed her child with chloroform. What? You don't use chloroform on a child. That in itself is aggravated assault. And a death occurred. Homemade chloroform? I don't know what Judge Belvin Perry was thinking. But you don't accidentally overdo it with the chloroform on your child's mouth and nose. That is an aggravated assault. And if a death occurs from that, that is quite simply a felony murder. A death that occurred in the commission of a felony. There's no accidental chloroforming. She, Tot Mom, compares herself to Alice in Wonderland. What? I don't think Alice in Wonderland was ever accused of murder. She also blames the media. She blames everybody but herself. She's blamed her mother, her father, the media, the nanny, the this, the that. It's not the media's fault. The media simply reported. She goes on to brag that she hangs out with friends in bars and that men buy her drinks and are attracted to her. You know, in the wake of your daughter being murdered and left dead to be, you know, bits of food for animals, I don't think this would be the time to be worried about men being attracted to you in bars and buying you drinks. I guess some things never change, right? And last, you know, when I think about my children's future, I think about what all I want to give them. I want to give them everything I never had, everything my mom and dad never had. I want them to have a chance to, if they want to, go to a fancy Ivy League school, to not have student loans around their necks, to not have to work 2 and 3 jobs from 14 on to make it. I dream of them being a doctor or a scientist or a lawyer or an inventor or a pianist. I dream of them doing well at piano and singing in the church choir and one day getting a graduate degree and marrying and having a family. Those are my dreams, and I hope those things for them. What does Top Mom say her daughter would be now if she had not been killed? A badass. You know, I'm not even going to comment on that. I just say, all in all, little Kelly, rest in peace. Rest in peace, sweet girl.
Again, thank you to Simply Safe, our sponsor, joining us here on Crime Stories. Simply Safe is so easy to install, hence the name, Simply Safe. They've even got a video online to explain how to do it. People believe they cannot afford home security. Well, you can. Simply Safe offers round-the-clock security for $14.99 a month. And right now, if you go to simplysafe.com/Nancy, there's an additional 10% off. I've got my home armed. My mom has her home armed. You know, when you have children or anything dear to you, it makes all the sense in the world. So thank you, Simply Safe. In addition to finding this and other stories at crimeonline.com, if you have a tip, information, or a question, dial us 909-492-7364. That is 909-49-CRIME, C-R-I-M-E, 909-492-7364. Nancy Grace, signing off from Crime Stories. Goodbye, friend.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.